Israel's military says it struck more than 800 targets in the Gaza Strip as it expands an assault responding to rocket launches from the territory. Mark Weiss reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli cabinet has approved the drafting of 75,000 reservists as plans continue for a ground offensive in Gaza as Operation Pillar of Defense entered its fourth day. Large numbers of infantry and mechanized units are now positioned around the Gaza Strip, and more are on their way. Early on Saturday morning, Israeli jets bombed the Hamas government headquarters in Gaza City, completely destroying the four-story building. Hamas security compounds, police headquarters, smuggling tunnels, and electricity sources were also targeted as the fierce aerial bombardment continued. Repeated sorties also took place against weapons storage facilities and underground rocket launching sites. A mosque in central Gaza was also leveled. In the past, Israeli officials claimed Hamas used mosques to store rockets. More than two dozen Palestinians have been killed, with hundreds wounded. Despite the Israeli attacks, militants continue to fire rockets into Israel on Friday night and Saturday morning. The fact that rockets have now been directed at Tel Aviv and Jerusalem has raised the stakes and taken Israel by surprise. In the past, both cities were well outside Hamas rocket range. Mark Weiss of Vatican Radio in Jerusalem.